The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
The charity which supports people affected by depression and bipolar disorder is looking for people aged 21 and over to come and work as volunteers, given a high demand post-pandemic and lockdown. The charity, which is headquartered on Leeson Street in Dublin, has seen demand explode in recent years, with just over 27,000 calls per year recorded before the pandemic, rising to a figure of almost 40,000 in 2020. So how does one actually become a volunteer for AWARE? What qualities, what qualifications do you need? Dominic Layden is AWARE's CEO. Dominic, good morning.
Good morning, Pat, and thank you for having me on the show this morning.
Now, let's talk about the people you're looking for, the qualifications they need. Well, over 21, that's the basic.
Yeah, that's the basic. And anybody, I think, who has an empathy with and understands the importance of having good mental health themselves, and perhaps would recognize that there are others less fortunate in their communities and their amongst their friends or perhaps on their family, who have an empathy with supporting somebody who's going through a bad period in their lives with depression, anxiety, bipolar disorder.
How much is involved in this in terms of the commitment to volunteer?
Well, we're looking for people to give 3 hours a week. But the benefit, I suppose, is that now with the way we're structured post-COVID, because we've now got the ability to actually provide service from any county in Ireland, so you can actually provide the service for us from your own home. So it's much easier now for somebody to volunteer with an organization like AWARE. So we obviously need people to stay with us for, you know, a minimum of 18 months. But we're looking for people to stay a little bit longer than that, in truth. We have an amazing bunch of very committed volunteers, and we have volunteers with the service in AWARE since we opened our doors in 1985. And we've others who've joined us more recently. But you know, to meet the demand right now, we really do need more volunteers. And that's why we're making this call out today.
Now, presumably, if you're working from home, you have to have decent, reliable broadband that won't break down in the middle of a conversation. Obviously, you have to be happy using a telephone or a headpiece or whatever it might be. How do you gauge whether people are suitable? I mean, you could have busybodies, you know, volunteering for this, or you could have people who have their own mental issues and feel in some way that this might help them. So how do you vet the people?
Yeah, no, that's a great question, Pat. And we've, you know, over the years since we've introduced a helpline, you know, over 30 years ago, we've learned a lot about that, you know, how to do the vetting. I'd say on average for maybe, you know, going back over years, if I said for every 10 people that might make an initial inquiry to volunteer with AWARE across our service, we're talking maybe about 4 or 5 people will get through the process. Now, that might be after they call us up, first of all, and they have an initial conversation with us. They will identify, I heard you on the radio, I heard an ad or something. But as they explore that with one of our managers, they'll understand maybe it's not for them. And then we go through an extensive training period. So, you know, obviously we have a duty of care to somebody who's calling us, and we have a duty of care to a volunteer. So we make sure that there's an extensive training program in place for anyone who is going to get through that initial interview with one of our service managers, which is a very easy process, by the way. It's not difficult, but the training itself is very easy as well. What we do in the training, it's broken down. There's a theoretical aspect about it, and it's really about listening. What we're doing is we're teaching people listening skills, which is so important, and how to this open and structure a call, you know, and understand what the caller is saying. So we're trying to meet somebody where they're at. And then we move on to the things like exploring options, what might have worked with somebody, what might have worked for somebody well in the past, and what might work for them now. And then the signposting. So we're not going into, we're not providing an intervention. We're not providing counseling. This is a listening service, but it's such a really valuable listening service, because for many people, Pat, who will be reaching out to AWARE, this may well be the very first call that they're going to make to any service. They may not even explore this, discuss their own mental health with their family members or their friends or even a GP. But that very first step that they're making to reach out to AWARE, you know, they're they're telling their own story. There's somebody is listening to them, and then they're getting opportunities to maybe move forward and explore and take interventions themselves.
Now, you know, you've got someone who's 21, and maybe they're quite mature at 21, but still someone who maybe is in their 50s, who's having a mental health issue with bipolar or with depression, or whatever it might be, and they make a call. I mean, that age disparity, you know, the idea of someone with little enough life experience offering help to someone who's gone through a lot of stuff in life.
Yeah, you're right. And there's different levels of service. We have support groups as well, Pat, and we have an age, the criteria is there to be over 25 years of age, because that's meeting individuals in a group setting. Again, going back to what the nature of this is a call where we're responding and listening to the individual where they're at. So it's not an intervention in terms of a counselling type of session. We're just really providing a listening ear. And there are plenty of people, as you know, even younger than 21, who would be very empathetic in their lives and compassionate, because maybe they've understood themselves, you know, from their living in their own families or in their communities, that there are people that are struggling. So I think most people, you know, it's a great skill to have. We don't teach listening skills probably in our second level in their school system, but as you know, as a broadcaster, you know, the listening skills is so important for us all in life to learn. And the earlier we start that, and I think what Aware is doing is we're teaching those skills to an individual before they'll ever be able to be, before they'll actually go onto a line. They will then be shadowed. So having done the theoretical piece of listening or going through our training program, they will then be shadowed by an experienced volunteer before they will go on the line. And then we bring back our volunteers for more extensive training to say what worked well, what didn't work, what worked so well. And part of that, I don't think it really matters too much at this stage. And we get a lot of people maybe over the 21 years of age. Obviously, you can have at that age, you know, different people have different levels of maturity. I fully understand that. But you can also get people who are 21 years of age who are studying, you know, who have taken a career in psychology or counselling, and they want to actually they're learning that for a career, but they can get the practical experience of learning a really good listening skill.
So people listening to us now, Dominic, who feel that they might be able to make a contribution 3 hours a week, a commitment for 18 months or longer, if you wish, how do they get in touch with you?
Just go to our website, www.aware.ie, and then all the details are on our website to contact us. And we will then register with us through our website, and then one of our support line managers will be in contact with you then to arrange a meeting.
And further, anyone listening to our conversation now who might feel they could make a call to your listening service, what's the number, Dominic?
1-800-80-48-48.
1-800-80-48-48, and you will find a sympathetic ear at the other end. Dominic Layden, CEO of Aware, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.